Akhandam Satchidanandam Avang Manasagocharam. Oh, repeat after me. Akhandam Satchidanandam. Akhandam Satchidanandam Avang Manasagocharam.
Avang Manasagocharam.
Atmanam Akhiladharam.
Atmanam Akhiladharam.
Ashraye Bhishta Siddhaye.
Ashraye Bhishta Siddhaye.
Artato Pyadvayanandan.
Artato Pyadvayanandan.
Atita Dvaita Bhanataha.
Atita Dvaita Bhanataha.
Guru Narajya Vedanta.
Guru Narajya Vedanta.
Saram Vakshe Yathamati.
Saram Vakshe Yathamati.
Okay. Now, we did the first one or two verses for you. I should have Vedanta, sorry. Let's just get this copy.
Did you translate these verses?
Yes. Last week we did. And we're actually on Adhikari 2. And that would be in your book. What verse is it? Part, verse 6. Adhikari 2. Everybody see that?
Mm-hmm. Why is that for so long?
Okay, so repeat after me. And we're really going to do this. You have verse 6 there? Really, if you have... Okay? Okay. Oh, gosh. Okay.
We're all on the same page.
Yeah.
Repeat after me. Adhikari 2.
Adhikari 2.
Vidhivat.
Vidhivat.
Adhita.
Adhita.
Veda Vedanga Twena.
Veda Vedanga Twena.
Apatataha.
Apatataha.
Adhikata.
Adhikata.
Akila.
Akila.
Vedartaha.
Vedartaha.
Asmin.
Asmin.
Janmani.
Janmani.
Janmantare.
Janmantare.
Va.
Va.
Kamya,
Kamya,
Nishiddha,
Nishiddha,
Varjana,
Varjana,
Purasaram,
Purasaram,
Nitya,
Nitya,
Nanitika,
Nanitika,
Vayaschitta,
Vayaschitta,
Upasanani, oh sorry, Upasana,
Upasana,
Anushtanena,
Anushtanena,
Nirgata,
Nirgata,
Nikila,
Nikila,
Kamashataya,
Kamashataya.
Nitanta.
Nitanta.
Nirmala.
Nirmala.
Swantaha.
Swantaha.
Sadhana.
Sadhana.
Chatushtriya.
Chatushtriya.
Sampannaha.
Sampannaha.
Pramata.
Pramata.
This is, now, this is the definition of the Adhikari. And we're going to go through each one of these as a vocabulary word. So I'm going to just take it word by word and talk about these words. So the words are understood. And then after we do this general definition, he, in Vedantasara itself, will go through each one of these. Kamya karma, karmas, nishiddha karmas. It'll go through many of the words. What?
In the then in terms of the words that are strung together, if it's not a compound, is there any rule for how many words get strung together, like in this one?
There's no rule. If there's a sandhi, it can go on. It could be a paragraph. Doesn't make any difference. If there's a sandhi that joins one word to the next,
right,
it'll look at like one word.
But if it is a sandhi, they will always be joined? Or do they
unless,
always break?
No, they will always be joined unless the editor is trying to be helpful. Really?
So in this case, when the third word breaks from Germany, they just... broke it for our benefit, or
no? There's no reason for a sandhi there. Janmani and then Janmantare. There's no sandhi, so these words are separate. But if there was, say, if it was instead of Janmani, it was Janmani, a Janmantare.
Mm-hmm.
Then there would be a sandhi between the e and the a.
Okay.
But between an e and a j, there's no sandhi.
Okay.
Yeah. So what I'm saying is that we're going to go through each one of these words, all of this word, all every one of these words should be on a vocabulary list to be memorized. You know, like we did in third grade, you know, get your vocabulary list, and we could have the spelling bee. And so let's go through word by word. Don't worry too much right now about understanding the sentence because we're going to slog our way through the words first. Okay?
Okay.
First word, adhikari. Adhikari.
Adhikari.
You have to repeat now. Adhikari comes from adhikarin. It's an N ending noun. Adhikari here is the nominative singular. We just translate the adhikari as the qualified student. Who is an adhikari? For Vedanta. Who is the adhikari, the qualified student for Vedanta? So take for adhikari, qualified student. That's the translation we always use for it. Okay. Mm-hmm. So the two now is just, we're using the two. Two sometimes means but or however, but it also is used to differentiate one thing from another. And so if you remember in the previous sentence, it said, tatra anubandha nama. What we call the anubandhas are adhikari, one, vishya, sambandha, and prayojana. These are the four anubandhas, the anubandha chatushtaya. Mm-hmm. So now when he says adhikari two, that two is used to differentiate. So take, now we're going, it's like saying, now we're going to look at the adhikari of these four, because we have, he's listed four, adhikari, vishya, sambandha, and prayojana as the four anubandhas and the anubandha chatushtaya. Okay?
So it's not to change the subject in a way, or to.
It's to different. It's a marker. It's not changing the subject. It's saying now of these four, we're going to do the adhikari.
And how would you translate this to?
I probably wouldn't. You could say like among these four, the adhikari is, or we could say now the adhikari.
No.
You know, now for the adhikari, something like that. But wouldn't be the right word, right?
Right.
So you may not even translate it. You have to understand in Sanskrit how it's being used.
Marker,
like he's just listed four things. Now we're going to look at the adhikari. It's separating the adhikari out of the four.
Almost like a colon. Following is going to be. Okay.
First the adhikari. So adhikari too. Now, vidivat. When we say vidivat, vat usually translates as like, is an indeclinable, or as that which has vidi. But when we say vidivat in this context, it really means according to vidi. Now the word, so just say vidivat, not like vidi, but following the vidi or according to vidi. Now the word vidi is what I want to talk about. In the Vedas, a vidi is an injunction. In the Karmakanda, in the first portion of the Vedas, there are many injunctions, like you will be enjoined to do a day particular rituals every day. That's an injunction. You're enjoined to follow Dharma. That's an injunction. So the positive things that the Veda enjoins you to do, tells you to do, are called vidis. Mm. You follow Dharma. Do this ritual on a daily basis. Do this ritual on an occasional basis. We'll see this daily, nitya, naimittika karmas. Do this ritual on occasionally at the appropriate time. Any of the mandates in the Vedas are called vidis. Okay? So this vidi, but according to vidi, following the vidi, what?
Can you give an example, for instance?
I just did. I said like, to follow Dharma. That's a vidi.
Okay, that's very general, but yeah. For instance, to get married, would that
perform,
be a vidi?
Perform the Agnihotra karma on a daily basis.
Okay. Thank you.
Adhita is a past passive participle from adhi plus e, which Sanskrit students saw yesterday. Adhita, studied. That which is studied. E means, remember, adi, to study. Adita, that which is studied. Another very common word, Adita. Veda, Veda are the Vedas, the four Vedas, including the Karmakanda and the Jnanakanda. Karmakanda is the first portion of the Vedas, and the Jnanakanda, the section that deals with knowledge, is the Upanishads, the second part. Okay? So now we've got Adita, that which to study, past passive participle, important word. Veda, the Vedas. Then Vedanga. You see Vedanga? Vedanga means the Anga, the limbs of the Veda. The Vedangas, the limbs of the Veda, are those things, those subject matters, which we call Shastras, those bodies of knowledge, which need to be learned in order to even be able to understand the Vedas. Okay, those are called the Vedangas. And so,
these are what they are.
So you've got the Vedas, which are the scriptural texts themselves.
There's lights in the way.
So the Vedangas, okay? So let me just list these. I'll do it in transliteration. Let me get my list here so I spell it right.
So we can call this bodies of knowledge?
Bodies, or they're called Shastras. Okay. Shastras are sciences, like they're subject matter sciences.
Medicine.
They're actual bodies of knowledge that you would study. Like the first one is Siksha. Shiksha. Shiksha means proper pronunciation. So those who did a little bit of work with me on the Panini Sutras, you learn all of the sthanas. Like, for instance, if you know some grammar, you know, like there's a guttural, there's a palatal, there's a lingual, there's a labial sthanam. There's the, you know, aspirate and non-aspirate. All of these teachings around how to properly pronounce the Sanskrit words is Siksha.
It's in the Taittiriya also.
Yeah, it is.
Is it Shiksha or
Shiksha? Shiksha. Sorry, I always say Shiksha. Shiksha. And then Kalpa. Kalpa is knowledge of how to actually do the rituals, especially in the Yajurveda. They in detail teach how to actually perform the rituals. That's called Kalpa, learning how to perform to do the ritual. Vyakarana. Oh, didn't have Sanskrit.
I'm lost. Why are you doing this?
Hang in, just hang in there for a minute, Andrew. Just relax.
You see an idea.
Vyakarana is grammar. Mm-hmm. Like the Panini Sutras. Mm-hmm. Sanskrit grammar. Chandas. Chandas are the meters. Chant, you know, for not the swaras for chanting, but like the meters, like the different types of ragas that we learn that accompanies the meters. And also in the Vedas, there's different types of verse and meter. That's chandas. Mm-hmm. The study of all of the different meters involved in chanting. The swaras go up to Shiksha. But the meters, like the poetry of it,
like the root
prosody. It's called
it
prosody.
A certain
it's called
way.
Chandas.
Yeah.
These are the things you need to know these in order to be able to even study the Vedas. Now the next one is Jyotisha, astrology. Jyotish, astrology. Because all of the Vedas, you know, the rituals and things have to be done at a certain time.
So,
yeah, it has to be astrologically auspicious. Or for that auspiciousness is important, but also certain rituals are done at certain astrological times. So Jyotisha is very important and very, very much connected. What's my last one here? Nirupta.
But in terms of order, look, it's way down there, isn't it?
That's, it's not in terms of order.
Oh, it's not.
I don't think so. Nirupta. Nirupta is etymology.
That's right.
The etymology of the words. There's a whole dictionary, Nirupta, that really breaks some of the more complex Sanskrit words down into their component parts, etymological parts, and defines the etymology of the word. So, shiksha, so repeat, shiksha, kalpa, vyakarana, chandas, jyotisha, nirukta. So these are called the Vedangas, Veda Anga.
So they're not found in the Vedas themselves?
No.
Okay.
No, they're not found in the Vedas. These are actual supporting texts that go along with the Vedas. They're called, they're their own sciences. They're limbs of the Veda.
And that's the Shastra.
There's many different Shastras. Yeah, there are different Shastras.
Shastra's a big
Shastra's a big word, like even...
Well, they also talk about...
There's a Dharma Shastra.
There's also, like, where does medicine, like Ayurveda, it's in the Atharva Veda.
Yeah.
Isn't that also considered
more? It's not a Vedanga. There's another word for it. I'll have to look it up.
So this qualified student's mandated to study these...
Let's just go through it.
Yeah.
Okay.
For now, all you know, you're just going to do words. Vidhi means injunctions, you know, as according to Vidhi. Adita means studied, right? Veda are the Vedas. Vedangas are the limbs of the Vedas, which are these six, right? Apatakaha. Apata, that's another word Swamiji uses all the time. Apata and apatataha, that gives the fifth sense. Gistent makes it adverbial. It means generally. Like, for instance, the student need not have mastery, but they have to have general knowledge. If they had mastery, they'd already be a Jivanmukta. Right, so they have to have a general knowledge, a general grasp of these things. Right? So, apatataha means generally. Adigata, the word adigata, that means past passive participle, another word used all the time, means is known, past passive participle. Adigata is known, is understood.
Is adigata also from the E root? With
no, from gum. Gum gata. Is known.
Where is that?
Apatataha.
Oh.
Apatato digata. That's adigata. Everybody see it?
Mm-hmm.
What about, so that means is known. Then akila. Do you see adigata? Then you see akila. Akila means all. Veda means Veda. Artha means meaning. So if I say Vedarta means the meaning of the Vedas. Okay? So the Vedarta is the meaning of the Vedas. Akila, so let's start looking at this, reading it backwards. Artha means meaning, right? The artha. Mm-hmm. Actually, the word artha has a lot of different meanings, mm-hmm. but here the word artha means just meaning. Mm-hmm. So if I say artha means meaning, then Vedarta means the meaning of the Vedas, mm-hmm. Vedarta. Now what if I say Akila Vedarta, the meaning of all the Vedas? Akila means all. Akila, Veda, Arta.
You mean the four Vedas?
All the Vedas, yes. Akila, Veda, Arta. Akila, Veda, Arta. The meaning of all the Vedas.
But we would never say the entire meaning of the Vedas. We would never apply Akila to...
No, because of the word order.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So it's going to go with Akila, Veda.
Okay.
the meaning of all the Vedas.
Okay.
Adigata is known. So now if I say, then apatataha, generally. So now if I say, apatataha, akila, vedartaha. The meaning of all the Vedas is known in general. In general. Okay? Now, this is just for you, but for Sanskrit students. This part is actually a bahuvrihi. And what that means, a type of compound. And so, instead of just saying the meaning of all the Vedas is known in general, you would say the one for whom the meaning of all of the Vedas is known generally. Okay?
That's the asana.
No, that's a certain type of compound that if you don't have Sanskrit, you won't really know that.
She's just reading the last word.
Yeah, Asmin, yes. We haven't done Asmin yet. Okay? So, what this means is this word, apatataha adigata akila vedartaha, is the name for the adhikari. The adhikari is one who is a person who has general knowledge of the meaning of all the Vedas. Right? Mm-hmm.
So that is part of the qualification.
Yeah. So now to add on this first part, the adhikari is the one who has, the one for whom the meaning of all of the Vedas is known generally. Now this Adita Veda, Vedangat Twena, do you see that right before it?
Mm-hmm.
That would go like this. By being one, that Twena, by being one for whom the Vedangas, the limbs of the Veda and the Vedas have been studied, Adita, Vidivat, according to Vidhi, as enjoined. Everybody within, the Hindu tradition is enjoined to study the Vedas. To have a certain amount of knowledge has to be there, right? So here for the adhikari. The adhikari is one for whom the meaning of all of the Vedas is generally known because of being one who has studied the Vedangas and the Vedas according to Vidhi, as it is enjoined. So don't worry, now everybody's thinking, I haven't done that. We're not even.
What is Twena?
Twena means because of being one. It's going to have a bahuvrihi sense, so don't worry about the bahuvrihi part. Because of being. I'll say like this. Because of being one for whom, by whom, the limbs, the Vedas and the Vedangas have been studied. Adita means have been studied. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So Twain, just to take it as just as a general, because of being, by being. Okay. Don't worry if you're not studying Sanskrit. I don't want you to worry too much about the grammar. What I really want is for you to pick up these terms,
mm-hmm.
because you'll find once you pick up these terms, you won't believe it. These terms are everywhere,
mm-hmm.
and they're the kind of the key technical terms and the verbs that are always used in the Vedanta.
Can you give us, like, adhikari, which means qualified student, but the adhi is a prefix that's used a lot that means
I can't get into that. Adhi usually means kari on, upon, into,
and
kriya means to do. But I can't do all that. I'd have to prepare too much to look at the etymology of all the words.
Okay.
So if I know them off the top and it's relevant, I'll do it.
Okay.
Okay, so now let's go to the next one. Janmani. What is Janmani? And we'll do both because these two will come together all the time. Janmani, Janmantare, Va.
Janmani, Janmantare, Va.
The word Janma means birth. Janma, birth. Okay? Janmani means us, do you see the us men there? Mm-hmm. Us men, janmani? Mm-hmm. Us men means in this. These are locative singulars. Mm-hmm. Us men, janmani. Hi, Tibby. Hi, Tibby.
She was looking for a spot.
Janmani, us men, janmani means in this birth. Mm-hmm. Us men, janmani, locative singular. Us men, janmani, in this birth. Janmantare va, janma antara, janmantare locative. Or in another birth. Va means or. So either in this birth, asmin janmani, janmantare va, or in another birth. Antara means other. It also means interior, but also means other. Asmin janmani, asmin janmani, in this birth, janma antare va, va means or in another birth. So in this birth, either in this birth or in another birth. Mm-hmm. Right? See that? Mm-hmm. That's true for us. See, we're in the other birth. Mm-hmm. We did all this before. So no problem.
We were all Indians before.
Possibly. Probably. Janmani, janmantare va, va means or. Is everybody with me still?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Now let's look at these. Now, each one of these, there's going to be a separate verse on each one of these, so I'll just give general meaning. Repeat after me. Kamya.
Kamya.
Nishiddha.
Nishiddha.
Varjana.
Varjana.
Purasaram.
Purasaram.
Okay. Let's look at Kamya. Kamya means that which is desired. So when we say the kamya karmas, karmas which are done for a desired end are kamya karmas, right? Comes from kama.
Is it potential?
Yeah, it is. That which is desired, that which is wanted. So if we say something is a kamya karma, that means I'm doing a ritual or I'm doing actions in order to gain a desired result. Like we often we'll use an example of the putra kameshti, somebody who has a desire for a child. Mm-hmm. They haven't been able to have a child. They have a desire for a child. They'll do certain rituals in order to facilitate their having a child. So that's called a kamya karma, a karma that is done for a desired gain. Mm-hmm. So those would be the kamya karmas. Nishiddha. Nishiddha karmas are the forbidden, prohibited karmas. Like, for instance, there's something Swamiji always quotes from the Veda, suram na pivet. One should not drink alcohol. Mm-hmm. That's ancient. Suram na pivet. Pivet is potential participle. Na pivet. One should not drink sura. Sura is alcohol. That would be a nishiddha karma, a forbidden karma. And it's forbidden and prohibited, meaning that it will give papa karma. It will create adrishta, undesired results, negative karma. So we'll often put these two words together, viddhi, nisheda. The Veda is full. Swamiji will say something like this: the Veda is full of viddhi nisheda, injunctions and prohibitions. The first part of the Veda. These are the do's. The viddhis are the things that are enjoined upon you positively to do. You know, nisheda. Those are the things that are prohibited. The viddhis. If you do the viddhis properly, that's all dharma. You produce punya. You do the nisheda karmas, you will produce papa.
Is it nisheda or nishiddha?
What do they have here?
Nishiddha.
Okay, this is that's because they have it as past passive participle.
Okay.
So if I say nisheda, that's the nominal form.
Okay.
So nisheda is that which is prohibited as a past passive participle. Mm-hmm. So kamya, nisheda, varjana. Varjana comes from vrij, it means to quit, to leave, to abandon. Not doing, giving up, right? Avoiding is Varjana, giving up. The Kamya, Varjana, it says Kamya, Nishiddha, Varjana.
Is that just the forbidden karmas or both of them?
Both of them. I'll talk about it in a minute.
Okay.
So giving up the kamya and nishiddha karmas, having given up, abandoning both of those, kamya, nishiddha, varjana, purasaram. See the purasaram?
Mm-hmm.
Purasaram comes frequently. It means that a preceded by, come at the end of a compound, means preceded by, and it also just can mean generally accompanied with. But it has the sense of preceded by. So say if we take it as preceded by, but means joining or accompanied with. I'll use preceded by for now, but no, it has both meanings, okay? Preceded by the giving up of kamya and nishiddha. Means kamya karmas and nishiddha karmas. Giving up, preceded by, and we have to see what the next part is, which is the more positive. Preceded by purasaram, the varjana, the abandoning, turning away from, rejecting, giving up. The kamya karmas, those kamyas are those desires, those things which I desire. I'm doing rituals and karmas in order to get these desired results, like heaven worlds or whatever. And I give up all the nishiddha karmas, anything that's prohibited, I make sure not to do that. So I've given up seeking the kamya karmas or doing rituals for kamya, and I've given up all of the things that are prohibited also. So this is preceded by the varjana, the giving up of these things. Now, what am I going to do? Nitya, so we nitya.
Nitya.
Naimittika.
Naimittika.
Prayaschitta.
Prayaschitta.
Upasana.
Upasana.
Anushtanena.
Anushtanena.
Okay. Let's go to nitya. Nitya, now this is a type
nitya
of karma.
Karmas.
The nitya karmas. Nitya means those are which are enjoined on a regular basis. Like, for instance, there are certain rituals that are to be done on a daily basis. Those are called nitya karmas. So anything that is enjoined on a regular, like, daily basis are called nitya karmas.
Which ones are those?
Well, that would be like the performance of the Agnihotra, the chanting of Gayatri every day, certain things that you do on a daily basis. They're called nitya karmas. Then the next one is naimittika. The naimittika karmas are the ones that are enjoyed on an occasional basis, like the naming of your child is a karma. Shraddha is the yearly karma you do for a deceased parent or relative. There's the marriage ceremony, there's birthdays, you know, there's the gaining of the sacred thread.
Special occasions,
karmas that are enjoined for special occasions. Those are naimittika. Naimittika means they have a nimitta. Nimitta means a cause. Right? They're enjoined by some event. Okay, so now we've got nitya, daily karmas, naimittika, occasional karmas. Okay? Prayaschitta. Prayaschitta karmas are the karmas that you do to neutralize nishiddha karmas. Say you've done an adharma, you've done something wrong, you can do a prayaschitta karma in order to neutralize the papa that would be caused by that nishiddha karma. So prayaschitta karmas are karmas to neutralize nishiddha karmas.
Like charitable acts.
Yeah, like charitable acts are different. There's several of them. Okay. And the next one is upasana. Upasana means meditation and prayer. Just generally meditation and prayer, upasana. Anushtanena. Anushtana, another important word. Anushtana means by the performance. Anushtana is the performance, like the performance of a ritual. We could say doing, but it has a more specific meaning than doing. The performing of something. Like I perform a ritual. I perform a kamya karma. I perform a nitya karma. I sit for I do a practice of sitting for meditation and practicing that, just doing it and performing that particular upasana.
That's anushtana.
Anushtana. So that comes, that word comes all the time. So now we have this little compound here that's made up of four words, all of which are going to be performed. So we have, if I break the compound, it's going to be nitya and naimittika and prayaschitta and upasana. Now if I go backwards, by the anushtana, by the performance of nitya karmas, daily karmas, naimittika karmas, occasional karmas, prayaschitta karmas, you know, neutralizing karmas, and upasana, prayers and meditation, by the performance of all of these, preceded by purasaram, the having given up the kamya and the nishiddha karmas, doing the karmas for desired results, which take me into samsara, I want this so I can be happy, so I do this karma. I want this so I can be happy, so I... These are all kamya karmas. Nishiddha karmas, the nishiddha, those which are not to be done, those bring papa, they bring pain. So preceded by giving up these kamya and nishiddha karmas, right, by the having given up those, then by the performance of the daily karmas, nitya, naimittika, occasional karmas, prayaschitta, you know, neutralizing karmas, and prayer and meditation, upasana. Everybody with me? It's understood. The word karma is understood.
How would you have time or anything else?
Yeah.
How could you brush your teeth?
He says, keep you busy. The Vedas keep you busy.
Yeah.
Well, you feel, I mean, your free time is filled in with some structured, positive stuff.
Wait a minute. We abandoned some of the karmas and then we're keeping some of them?
Right.
Yeah.
You're abandoning the kamya karmas and the negative karmas, and you're keeping the enjoined karmas, the daily duties, and the occasional ones.
Oh, you're okay. Still stuck.
And you're doing the prayaschitta and the upasana. Okay, let's go.
Yeah.
How does in this birth or in another birth fit in?
Actually, it's going to fit in for all of them. In this birth or in another birth. The person who knows all of these things, we can add that because Swamiji adds the first part to it. Okay. And then in this birth or another birth, because you can come into this birth with so much antakarna shuddhi, you know, or you can do all of the work in this birth itself to gain that antakarna shuddhi. Right? So, nirgata, nikila.
Nirgata.
Kalmashataya.
Kalmashataya.
Okay. Nirgata means is gone. Gone. Nikila, like akila, means all. Nikila. Kalmasha, the word is kalmasha or kalmashata. This is in the third case with kalmashata, the abstract, and the third instrumental. So, by being literally, this says by the kalmasha means impurity. Okay, nikila means all, kalmasha means the impurities, raga, dveshas, all of the adharmas. So this thing, nirgata means gone, nikila means all, kalmasha means impurities. With the taya affix, that ta is the abstract and third person in the instrumental, by being one for whom all of the impurities, nirgata, have gone. Okay. By being one for whom all the impurities have gone, nirgata, gone, nikila, all, kalmasha, impurities. Nitanta. Say nitanta.
Nitanta.
Nirmala.
Nirmala.
Swantaha.
Swantaha.
Nitanta means exceedingly. excessively, extraordinarily. Nitantaha. 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 Nirmala. Mala means impurity. Nir means without. Nirmala means pure. Without any impurity. Nirmala.
Mm-hmm.
Nitanta Nirmala. Excessively pure. Swanta is another name for the antakarna, for the mind. So, Nitanta Nirmala Swantaha. The one whose mind is exceedingly pure. Nitanta, very pure. The one whose mind is extraordinarily pure. Nitanta Nirmala Swantaha. Bahuvrahi, the one whose swanta, whose mind is nirmala, exceedingly so, nitanta. Nitanta nirmala swantaha.
That
so now here
that word swantaha
means antakarna mind.
What kind of person is that?
That's you, Edward.
Okay, I want to point something out here. We're getting there now, just be patient. Do you see that the adhikari is in the nominative singular? This Nitanta Nirmala Swantaha is in nominative singular. Okay? The Adhikari is the one whose mind is exceedingly pure. Bahuvrahi. The Adhikari is the Nitanta Nirmala Swantaha. Is the one whose mind is exceedingly pure. Now go to the one to your left. Because of being one for whom all by, you could say, by whom all of the impurities, the komashas, all of them, nikila, komasha, komashatiya, being one for whom all of the impurities have gone, go to the left, by the performance of the nitya, naimittika, prayaschitta, and upasana. By performing nitya karmas, nanitika karmas, prayaschitta karmas, and upasana, by performing all of these, go to the left, but preceded by having given up, the giving up of the kamya and nisheta karmas, either in this life or in another.
Oh my God.
I say it's a correct order.
Right? You see how you can just read backwards? Now, one more thing. Sadhana chatushtiya sampannaha. This is the word you have to know. The sadhana chatushtiya sampannaha. Sampannaha at the end of a compound means the one who has. One who has obtained. You just say,
does it ever mean it's done, it's finished?
It means one who's endowed with. Oh, it could be from sampadya. It's sampanna, it's been gained, it's been obtained. So you can just say the one who has sampannaha, the one who has gained, who has obtained. The sadhana chatushtiya. Chatushtiya means group of four. Sadhanas. What's the sadhana chatushtiya? Viveka, vairagya, shamadana, the shamadhi shatka, and mumukshutva. We'll go through each of those. This will go through one by one, each of these. So here you have, do you see it's in the nominative singular? The adhikari is sadhana chatushtaya sampannaha, is one who is endowed with the fourfold sadhanas. Viveka vairagya shamadhi shakka shamadhamu paligatiksha shuddha samadhanam.
So that's another bahuvrahi?
No, because it's a past passive participle.
Okay.
So the adhikari has.
Okay.
Yeah. Has the sadhana, you can say the one who has the sadhana chatushtiya, but it's just a regular compound.
Okay.
Now there's one more word, pramata. Pramata comes from pramatra, the knower. Means the jiva, the conscious being. Pramata is the knower, means this buddhi, this jiva, who is the knower here, the conscious being. That's a nominative singular. So the adhikari is the person, the conscious being, the knower, who has the fourfold sadhana, sadhana chatushtiya sampannaha, whose mind is exceedingly pure, right? Because of Because of being one for whom all of the impurities have gone by performing the nitya, naimittika, and prayaschitta karmas and by doing upasana, preceded by giving up all the kamya, nishedha karmas, right, in this life or in another life. So then we have to remember this first part. The adhikari is one who has a general knowledge of all of the Vedas, right? By being one who has studied the Vedas and the Vedangas according to Vidhi, and who has the sadhana chatushtya, right? The fourfold sadhana, whose mind is exceedingly pure by performing all of these karmas and giving up the kamya nishedha karmas in this life or in another.
Why do they make reference to other lifetimes also? I mean,
well, because you can come here, like, you can come into this life and you don't know any Vedas or anything.
No.
You haven't done any particular, you haven't done these various karmas, you haven't done upasana, and yet you have the antakarana shuddhi and also kind of the vasana, the samskara, that will bring you to this knowledge. You don't even have apatika jnanam, a general knowledge of the Vedas. You don't have anything.
Never heard of them.
It's an out. So if you haven't done it in this life, you can assume you did it in this life.
That's exactly right.
Really good guy.
Carol, first, something I don't understand is, like, you're supposed to be doing these things, these nitya karmas, naimittika, all that, but then you're supposed to have given up the kamya and the nishiddha. So I don't quite get that.
Well, the kamya karmas don't have to be done. The kamya karmas are karmas that you do to fulfill a desire.
They're elective.
They're elective karmas. Yeah. Okay, so the kamya karmas, you have a desire for something in samsara, and so you do a particular ritual in order to get the result. Yeah. The nishiddha karmas shouldn't be done, but everybody makes these mistakes and does these prohibited karmas. Mm-hmm. Okay. The nitya and naimittika karmas are enjoined that you should be doing those, right?
Okay.
And so you're doing those as you're enjoined to do.
Okay.
You're doing the prayaschitta to neutralize any of the papas that you've accrued from the nishiddha karmas, right? And you're doing upasana. You're doing prayer and meditation and whatnot to Bhagavan. You're doing all of these things. And by the doing of those things, you gain an antakarana that has purity, a pure
mind.
So
these four are really for the antakarana, and this kamya, that's like to want something in the creation. So it's different.
Well, no.
No?
For a jiva, just listen.
Yeah.
For a jiva, in the Vedas, there's this whole list of karmas.
Yeah.
Kamya karmas,
yeah.
Nishiddha karmas,
yeah.
Nitya karmas, Nainitika karmas, and Prayaschitta karmas.
Mm-hmm.
These are the type of karmas that are discussed in the Vedas.
Mm.
Nishiddha karmas are the ones that are prohibited in the Vedas. They're talked about.
Mm-hmm.
Vidhi are the positive injunctions. The nishedha karmas are the negative injunctions, the don'ts. So now, of these karmas, you want to discipline yourself not to do the nishedha karmas, those which are prohibited, nishiddha. You have to stop those. The kamya karmas are not for an adhikari of Vedanta. Therefore, samsari. I want swargaloka. I want to have this. I want to have that. I want to gain things for my own ananda. So that's the person for whom the first part of the Vedas is relevant. Right? And so you follow all of the rules and you do the kamya karma so Bhagavan will bless you, you know, with these desires. So for an adhikari, one who's a mumukshu for this knowledge, you want to avoid the nishiddha karmas that will cause agitation in the mind, the karmas that are prohibited, and you want to avoid the kamya karmas because those also cause agitation. They're for the samsari. So you're going to give up both the kamya karmas because you don't want that. You've already realized the limitation of them. You're going to give up the nishiddha karmas because you also don't want that. Then for karma yoga, for antakarana shuddhi, purity of the mind, you keep the nitya karmas as enjoined until you take sannyasa. You take the nitya, you continue doing your daily karmas that are enjoined upon you by vidhi. And you keep doing the naimittika karmas that are enjoined upon you by vidhi. And you do the upasanas, all the different prayers or Ishvara Arpana Buddhi, to evoke the grace of the Lord. You do the upasanas. You do the prayaschitta karmas in order to negate the papa accrued from nishiddha karmas, the negative karmas, okay, the prohibited karmas. So what now? You have a list of karmas, right? Kamya, nishiddha, nitya, naimittika, prayaschitta. Swamiji will just be rattling these karmas off all the time. You know, he'll always be saying nitya naimittika karmas. You know, vidhi nisheda. The words that come all of the time, you know. The Veda Vedangas he won't talk very much about, though he'll go into them at times.
I just wondered, in terms of these karmas, some of the karmas you're doing for your family members. So when these are given up, that is not considered. Yeah, that's what I'm a little confused about.
Well, what if
about
you're
that.
Doing?
Yeah.
Remember that this is for a person who's an adhikari, that's wanting to gain knowledge.
Right. They're not a sannyasin, probably.
They're not a sannyasi.
Yeah.
No, sannyasi, then you're giving up all of these karmas. You don't do nitya naimittika karmas anymore as a sannyasi.
So
you're doing the karmas that are enjoined upon you.
Well, it does help you to understand, though, why giving up those karmas is such a big deal. Because it is so much a big part of one's life.
It's a huge part of one's life.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, there's a lot.
Let's read through this. Just repeat after me, and then that'll be it for the day. Adhikari tu.
Adhikari tu.
Vidivat.
Vidivat.
Adita Veda Vedanga Tvena.
Adita Veda Vedanga Tvena.
Apatataha
Apatataha
Adigata
Adigata
Akila
Akila
Vedartaha
Vedartaha
Asmin Janmani
Asmin Janmani
Janmantareva
Janmantareva
Kamya
Kamya
Nishiddha
Nishiddha
Varjana
Varjana
Purasaram
Purasaram
Nitya
Nitya
Naimittika
Naimittika
Prayaschitta
Prayaschitta
Upasana
Upasana
Anushtanena
Anushtanena
Nirgata
Nirgata
Nikila
Nikila
Kamashataya
Kamashataya
Nitanta
Nitanta
Nirmala
Nirmala
Swantaha
Swantaha
Sadhana Chatushtya
Sadhana Chatushtya
Sampannaha
Sampannaha
Pramata
Pramata
Om.
Om. We didn't get to the
urges.
No, we're not going to do them. We are, but not right now, because I didn't have time to be there.
A lot of these words are familiar,
but
we
have to wait. We will, for sure.
Not with clarity.
But right now, I think, you know, if you're up for it, like this one sentence, I would just read it over and over until these words, you just gather these words. This is your vocabulary list. Every one of these words is...
This is a huge... this is big.
We need some fish, but it's nice having
But you know what?
Well, you make your own.
Yeah, and now this is just the synopsis. Now they're going to go through and dilate each one of those. This is the real vocabulary. Yes, yeah. Can we do a prayer now? Thank you. Thank you. Om
Purnamidam Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate Om Shanti 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 Hari Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Hari Om